It's not so long ago in Australia there was a poll taken to try and determine who was going to be the most popular Prime Minister in Australia. And there were many, many people who said Jacinda Ardern. Well, what can you say about that? Truth is, she is very, very popular and it seems much loved around the world. Now released as an international speaker, media credibility and reputation expert, and is here to talk about such stuff. Narelle, thanks for joining us on Australia Overnight.
Great to be here, Alan. Thanks for your time.
Narelle, what is it about Jacinda Ardern that makes her so appealing to people?
It's fascinating, isn't it, how her name comes up again and again. And for me, it's that quite rare combination of a leader who has absolute credibility. So, you know, when the chips are down in serious situations, she is there as a credible leader. But at the same time, she's got that rare gift of absolute relatability. So she can joke and talk like she did, you know, on a weekend TV interview about the fact that her marriage proposal happened when she was wearing, you know, a tracksuit, wearing sweats,
yes,
and the engagement ring was in an Easter egg and giggling about that.
Sure.
And people love her for that. But at the same time, you know, those powerful images of her after the Christchurch shooting of this absolute leader that people respect. And I think that's a potent combination that very few leaders and very few people in general can achieve.
Very, very difficult to contemplate how you would deal with it when such an awful event occurred. If you relate back to 9/11, when the towers came down in New York, and of course, you know, the world was stunned by that. George W. Bush, he just didn't quite know how to deal with it, where Jacinda Ardern, with her catastrophe, just jumped right in and, by all accounts, just did the right thing on all counts.
And it does reflect that genuineness, and that's what people are recognising. You know, we can spot a fake a mile away, or we can spot somebody who is uncomfortable in a situation where emotions are heightened. And a lot of leaders fall into that category.
Mm.
And I think with the New Zealand Prime Minister, she has that ability to be so very comfortable in any situation. And I was reading her comments a couple of days ago when she was reflecting on those speeches and saying, well, that shouldn't have even been noteworthy because it was just a human response. And I thought that was a beautiful comment and reflection. And again, that's another reason why people love her, because to her, that's just part of being a leader. You've got to step up and lead, but you've also got to be human and you've got to be relatable. And, you know, these days research is telling us that people want to hear from a subject matter expert, absolutely, but also somebody who is completely relatable, somebody that they could feel that they could sit and have a chat with quite easily, not somebody who's just standing up as a government official. Those days of having, you know, faith and trust in that type of person are diminishing. We want the expertise, but we also want that relatability.
Indeed, you know, compared to a lot of other politicians around the world who appear to be so out of touch, and there are many in Australia too, who I think appear to be out of touch with the with their electorate and the community at large, where she is just so in touch.
And it does seem to come so naturally to her as well, because, you know, we saw in the lead up to the last election, we saw leaders of all the political parties, you know, having beers with people and you know, patting dogs and doing all those things that you do in an election campaign. And, you know, a lot of the time we look and think, doesn't exactly come across as being natural. There's something kind of stilted about it, which might be a little bit unfair, but that's how it comes across. But with her, you don't get that sense. It does appear to be completely natural. And that's not to say she's not going to have missteps in the future. I'm sure nobody's perfect, not even Jacinda. And I'm sure a time will come where she might make a mistake. And it will be interesting to see how the world responds to that. But I think she's building up so much goodwill and such an amazing reputation that there'll be a high degree of forgivability there as well, which we don't necessarily extend to other political leaders who don't command that level of trust.
There's a lot of respect for her. On the other hand, there were some people, and I noted it particularly around this building in which I work, where there was a bit of lack of respect following the Christchurch massacre, and she did cover her hair when she went out to be near the mosques and dealing with people of the Muslim faith. And look, I did note there was someone who said, oh, you know, why is she doing that? I saw it as being a matter of respect, a word that I like to use quite a lot. But some said, oh, you know, why would she bother doing it?
Look, a situation like that is going to be polarizing. Mm. That was an event where, you know, that created an enormous amount of emotion. It's not a business as usual event. So people's reactions are going to be heightened by emotion. And I can understand that some people would have commented like that. And, you know, on the other hand, what a gesture of humility and respect at such, you know, an appalling time in that nation's history. And so, you know, on balance, I think that that was a powerful, unifying statement. There are always going to be critics. You're never going to please everybody, but she's certainly going a long way towards winning the hearts of a lot of people.
Yes, very, very respectful indeed. Getting away from her as a person and the way she appears to be, the way she handles herself, and dare I say, when she visited Australia just a few days ago, she was handled with, not with care, but with great respect, I thought, and she also showed a lot of respect to Australia as well.
Look, she did, and yes, she even voiced, you know, some disagreement yes. over some, you know, Australian policies, but she was able to do that respectfully and without, you know, mudslinging and a lot of the stuff that we often see. And I just find that a fascinating approach. It's like a grown-up has suddenly arrived on yeah. the scene. And, you know, hopefully that's going to influence the behaviour of others. So I think that it shows that, you know, you can have a good, robust conversation, even country to country, without it getting nasty. And, you know, even in the aftermath of Christchurch, when I saw her interviewed and she was asked about, you know, the perpetrator being Australian, and she said that really did, she had to process that. But in the end, we're family. You know, we're family across the Tasman, and that's the relationship there. And again, I just thought that was a lovely, eloquent way of expressing that and a unifying statement. And what I've noticed with her is she goes for the unifying statements rather than the cheap shots.
Indeed, and she's certainly a woman of our time for sure. Well, when it comes to running the country, we hear a lot about her as a person and how she deals with things. I've not done a real check-up to see how the economy of New Zealand is going. Have you had any insight as to how she's handling all those other things that come along, you know, day to day as a Prime Minister?
That's a fascinating question, isn't it? And I'm certainly not an expert on New Zealand politics. There'll be other people far more qualified.
Yep.
But what I think that speaks to, though, is the power of reputation and perception that, you know, commentators aren't even really looking at that in any great depth at the moment because we're swept up in the power of Jacinda and her presence. And so the perception is that she's doing a great job running the country as well. And maybe other commentators might have a different view of that. And looking below the surface, there might be issues there. I'm sure there are. There always
sure.
is.
Yeah.
And so that will be fascinating to see how that unfolds as her term as Prime Minister continues.
Yes, there are always the day-to-day issues that have to be addressed and looked after by Prime Ministers. Whereas, you know, when you get a catastrophe like Christchurch, well, that was something special and that will be probably something that will be part of her Prime Ministership for years and years to come. And look, I've got to say, simply, I like her.
It's hard not to, isn't it?
It is.
That's the thing. It's that basic likability. But, you know, that's no accident. It is because you sense that genuineness and that relatability. She could be, you know, just your neighbour or a friend
yes.
or somebody that you chat to, but at yeah. the same time, somebody who really is putting their best foot forward, appears to be really living the best version of themselves in the public arena in any case.
Prior to her election to the leadership, she was pretty much unknown and probably the most unlikely person to actually become the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Isn't that interesting? Mm. And I guess that speaks to, you know, we don't always have to look at the traditional, do we?
No.
That it is okay to look outside and look at diversity, look at women, look at people from other cultures. We don't have to kind of have this stereotypical politician, and that there are people from all walks of life who could make an incredible contribution and have skills and gifts that we don't even realise yet. And so it does restore your faith a little bit in who else might be out there in the future.
Quite. When you think about New Zealand, I suppose they do have a bit of an outlook that women should be there sometimes. Just in the last, 30 years, three women have been Prime Minister. This is, Jacinta's the third.
Yeah, well, so it gives us hope, doesn't it?
It
absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think her performance and behaviour and everything she stands for is doing wonderful things for all of those messages and hopefully really encouraging young girls right now, you know, at school dreaming of the future that they might, you know, one day be on the world stage, maybe not leading country or maybe, but in some other way. So
sure.
I think she's an inspiration to all of us.
I agree. Narelle East is an international speaker, media credibility and reputation expert. expert and has joined us on Australia Overnight. Narelle, if anybody wants to find out more about what you do, is there some way of looking at the website to check you out, so to speak?
Absolutely. So you can jump onto my website. So it's Narelle. It's like Cheryl with an N. N-E-R-Y-L, yes. East.com. You can find me there.
Always great to have a chat with you, Narelle. Have a great weekend and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thanks so much. Bye for now.